Tonight on TMS PM, teaching is really the unsung profession.
Harry Potter wants to show you his Harry Peter.
I totally watched halftime at the Super Bowl if Al came out and sang.
Lady Gaga got sick in Colorado.
DC is rolling out 20 damn movies in a row.
That's too many damn movies. Twitter time and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. PM.
Perfect loungy music for the visiting Las Vegas Brian Ibbett, everybody. Brian Ibbett, yes. On the center stage, everybody. Put your hands together for Brian Ibbett.
Nikki, you're on deck. Nikki.
Brian's still in Vegas. Remind us, you're in the Luxor, the big pyramid hotel.
I'm in the big pyramid hotel on my view right now. So we are in the actual pyramid hotel. You can either get regular big square rooms if you're over in the tower, but if you are in the pyramid, then they've really just chopped off the edge of your room and charged you exactly the same amount.
Yeah, you really do have that big leaning slice, and there's nothing you can do about it if you're in the main thing. Yeah,
exactly. And you may think to yourself, well, you know, it's not like you're going to use that top corner anyway. No, that's not it. Because if there's a power outlet, like there is down there under that big slant, all of a sudden, when you go down to try and plug something into it, like the laptop I'm using, you will hit your head on the wall because it's more of a slant than you expect.
You know, they could have just slid all the rooms 4 feet toward the center of the hotel.
And then done what with the window?
That's a good point.
Just sealed them off.
It's just the whole thing's just bad. It's just kind of a bad design. It's awesome at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a huge, like, natural wonder recreated with dirty money. It's fantastic. Well,
here's the tip. The pyramids are not natural. They're not natural wonders.
That's not what I meant.
People made that.
Man-made wonder. Wonder of humanity, something.
It is one of the seven wonders of the world. The pyramids of Giza, one of the seven wonders.
I do like it when we, like, Vegas is great for this and known for this, of taking these big crazy things and then reproducing them almost to exact scale, at least.
Yeah.
And having you just kind of scratch your head going, man, back in the day that took, you know, 40 years and 100 dead slaves to get that done. Or more than that, thousands of dead slaves. And here we are building it just so we can have a bunch of hotel rooms and, you know, smelly casino. It's amazing.
That's right.
Look at us. Totally look at the brain on people. Fantastic.
Look at the progress we've made.
It's incredible. So tell me, some things happened today. What happened?
Well,
there?
Yeah. So I did go to a casino. That's one of those areas at the below the hotel rooms.
Oh.
Where people can plug money into a machine.
That thing?
Exactly. Okay. Lose it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I walked right by the bridesmaids machine. So obviously, you know, you've got your Wheel of Fortune. You've got your video poker, your things that are not based on any specific, well, yes, Wheel of Fortune is based on a specific property, the Merv Griffin show.
Sure.
But you've got movie adaptations. Like there's a Walking Dead slot machine.
Oh yeah, you talked about that one before where it's just you're constantly
the zombies
walking.
Slowly walk towards you, shamble towards you.
Weird.
But it got me thinking, it's like, all right, specifically with the Bridesmaids one, I don't know why specifically with the Bridesmaids one, but as I looked at the reels as I walked by the machine, I noticed that, you know, it showed, like, there's a hugging Kristen Wiig and the bitchy girl that turns out to be a nice girl at the end.
Oh, right.
And it makes me wonder, like, is there somebody who says what's considered a spoiler on a slot machine or not? Like, if there was on the Walking Dead one, I don't think they'd do it, but if on the Walking Dead one, if they had, like, a character with an arrow through their eye, like a character, a beloved character from the show who may have passed on. And I use the arrow through the eye because that hasn't happened to a character, so I'm not giving anything away.
Right. This is not a spoiler. There's still someone freaking out thinking you just gave something away, but really you made that up to avoid spoilers.
Exactly. Let's say there's a Breaking Bad slot machine, and it had what's his face's head on a turtle as the bonus game. The further the turtle gets before blowing up, the bigger the bonus you get.
Oh my gosh, I want that shooting gallery. I want that going back and forth so I can shoot at Trejo's head.
Right.
But so, okay, I got a good example then. If let's say, because this is, we're way out of the terms of spoiler for the what I'm about to use for the example.
Sure.
Let's say you had an Empire Strikes Back slot machine.
Yes.
Or video poker machine. Mm-hmm. And on that screen was constantly looping the voice of Vader and his visage in digital form or whatever, mm-hmm. leaning toward his son Luke and saying, "I am your father," over and over.
Right.
That would be a spoiler if the year was 1981.
That's a great example, yes.
Mm. That seems like an odd thing you'd want to do as this being the outlet. Do they think maybe people who go to casinos just don't get out much anyway, so this is the only chance they'll get to see the spoiler, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe people just don't... maybe they don't think about it, and maybe it's really not even an issue. But at some point, somebody's going to cross the line and come out, you know, there's going to be an immediate tie-in with a movie, and it's going to be... the Desolator, the last Lord of the Ring or last Hobbit movie,
yeah.
And it's going to be the, you know, burn all the elves bonus or something like that. some big spoiler.
They're taking the Hobbit to Isengard. That's the part I want to repeat in my machine.
Yes.
Well, that's that's funny. And are you mainly staying indoors because it's a hot time of year to be there?
Oh, yeah. So after I did the parking lot show this morning,
yeah.
I basically just stayed in the car, drove it over to Dupar's, which is a diner on Fremont Street that has a reputation for amazing pancakes. Like, amazing pancakes is, you know, they're...
No waffles, all pancakes, no waffles.
All pancakes. I think they do have waffles, yeah. But if you go there, you go there for the pancakes.
All right.
And I do have to say, there were some damn good...
Podcakes. Well, hold on. Were there copious amounts? Because every time I eat anything in Vegas, they give me way too much. Did you feel like they just overloaded you with pancakes?
Well, here's the amazing thing. So they are the size of a, you know, a little bit smaller than a dinner plate.
Okay.
Right. So it's a decent, like, 8-inch diameter circle of cake.
All right.
And you can do the short stack, which is two of those.
Yeah.
The regular stack, which is three of them, or the Vegas, what they call the Vegas stack, which is five of them.
Oh my lord!
And I can't imagine eating five of them. I ate half of the two I had because I had an egg and two pieces of bacon with it, and that was plenty.
Yeah, that'll bloat me up in a heartbeat. That's a lot of pancake, exactly. Man. But that's what they do there. This is Vegas. Nobody gives you little petite. There's no junior menu. It doesn't work that way.
There. And the saddest part about all that
yeah.
is that they're usually back in the hotel room. You don't have a fridge, or if you do have a fridge, you'll have to move expensive bottles of Fiji water and your Toblerone chocolate to put your food in there. And as soon as you do, the pressure plates will activate and slice off your pinky finger or something. But you have to have a bag of sand ready to, like, drop on the pressure plate as soon as you lift up.
You hear an old man whisper, "Only the penitent man will pass," and then
exactly
all kinds of carnage happens. Yeah,
exactly. Yes,
I could see that.
So it's funny that they give you all this food and you've got nowhere to take the leftovers.
Yeah, that's another Vegas thing. It's such a waste of food a lot of times there.
Yes, you don't really see homeless people on the strip either, unless they're handing out porn cards.
Well, the last time I was with you there, you and me and my wife and your wife, and then it seems like somebody else was with us. I don't mm-hmm. remember who, but we all went to the Hash House go-go deal.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
We had all that leftover food.
Yes.
And I thought, well, this is a good thing because you guys were just in a hotel without a fridge, and rather than this stuff going to waste, we'll just haul it all back to our condo, which we were
renting, I remember that,
or whatever. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so we filled the fridge.
It's like three or four, because I remember... didn't Nick and Carter split a...
that's what it was. They were with us. I forgot they were with us.
Yeah. And they split a thing. They split a hash order.
Yeah, which means and they then, only ate like 5% of it. Like hardly any of it. So we put that stuff in the fridge, but here's the sad truth. We go to leave that following week. It just sat in the fridge. Because what are you going to do? There's no time for another sitting where we're all going to sit down and eat all that food. But I always just feel bad. It's like, you know, this could have gone to some, I don't know, like you said, some homeless dude on the strip.
To be honest, some homeless person, yeah.
I don't know.
You have to go a block off strip, I think, to see. Well, no, maybe not. I guess you just don't see him often down here on this end.
You just got to go down to the Space Needle, is my experience.
Right.
Man,
yes.
there's some loitering business over there.
The stratosphere, yeah. No kidding.
Down by the Pawn Stars, man, where the Pawn Stars never actually are. I want to make that clear.
Right.
The two times I've been there. Yeah.
One of them is in trouble because he and his partner, one of the guys from Pawn Stars, bought a club. It was actually the Beauty Bar, the place I had the Coverville 777th episode concert, the 777 concert.
Yeah.
And he and so the guy from Pawn Stars and then his buddy bought this thing. Well, his buddy turns out to be this big douche who is who pulls up to his club and he sees some girls out there and he says, hey, you know, you wanna go for a ride? And he's being all like smarmy and they're like, oh, sorry, no, we're not interested, but thanks. And you're like, oh, you wanna can I buy you a drink? No, sorry, we're really not interested. And he says, well, you know, fine. Well, you're ugly anyway. You see this club? This is my club, and you're no longer allowed in it.
What?
And so he blackballed them. One of them had their purse still inside, and he blackballed them from the club. And so they tried to get in a little bit later so the girl could get her purse. And the guy at the desk said, no, I'm sorry. I can't let you in. And the guy says, I'll tell you what. If you kiss me on the cheek, I'll let you guys in.
Oh, my gosh.
And so there's some big trouble. Now, it turns out, so I read about this article. And so the next time I saw James and Sven, I'm like, oh, my God, did you hear about that guy from Pawn Stars and the Beauty Bar and that girl? And James says, oh, yeah, we know her. That's a friend of ours.
No way.
Yeah, so
oh,
they know,
man.
They know this woman that was treated like that.
I just did a search and I couldn't find anything. All I could find is that the son or the brother lost 200 pounds and then the Chumley guy lost 200 pounds.
Both
had that.
The Chumley guy. That's so, yeah. So totally true.
Yeah, and he was 320, he's down to 225 and he had the band surgery, you go in there and put a big elastic band around your gut or whatever.
Right, right.
So now those two guys are skinny. But there's no stories here about...
Here we go. If you look up Darren Feinstein...
Darren...
D-A-R-I-N, one R.
Fine. Is it F-E-I? F-I-E?
F-E-I-N-S-T-E-I-N. So both cases, it's E-I-N-E-I-N.
Okay, that name's hard to remember. Here we go. Oh, yeah, old Vegas crooning winner... bizarre lawsuit at a beauty bar. Yeah, here it is. Now there's tons of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at this guy.
You can look at the images of that guy and say, oh, you know, he looks like a complete and total douche.
Yeah. Yeah. Does this shirt have a big D on it? Because that should if it doesn't. Well, anyway, there you go. That's what we've got going in our brains this morning. By the way, so we talk a lot about, I don't know, people in Florida. We think they...
We do, yeah. They tend to come up time to time with some unsavory activities.
Sure, things they get into are a little bit odd, and we bring it up because they happen frequently. And I'm happy to say that today I found something for the up top of the show here that deals with Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so Oklahoma.
So you're not off our radar either. Oklahoma.
No, you guys are still under the hard press of the TMS eyeballs. None of that made sense. It says this. We got this article. It says, teacher turns up drunk and pantsless on first day. Now, when I read that headline, I thought, oh, Florida, bring it on. Nope.
Yeah.
It's freaking Oklahoma. Don't worry about forgetting your homework. His teacher forgot his pants. Her pants, rather, witnesses said. Oklahoma school teacher Laura Ann Hill, age 49, was was allegedly spotted drunk and without pants on her first day of work at Wagoner High School on Monday.
Oh, my God. High school teacher.
I know, right? Oh, the scrutiny, the scrutiny. She was found in a room kind of disoriented, according to police. Chief Bob Haley, Joel Osment, told the Tulsa World newspaper. By the time we got there, she was in a room and wearing shorts. Hill was hired by the school this year as a special education position. Oh, great. According to the Muskegee Phoenix, she allegedly admitted to drinking vodka in her car on her way to work and then charged with public intoxication. So there you go. Take that, Oklahoma, and then take heart, Florida. It's not all you.
Yes. Sometimes so fortunately, it sounds like it was her first day of work, but not the first day of school. So that's good.
That's good, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh!
Just showing up for that first parent teacher. The first teacher conference meeting.
Yep.
Like, all right, well, let's see what we're going to go over this year, and maybe start getting some grade books and cracking open that new loose leaf binder to put all the kids' information in and all that.
All the teachers show up with no pants. The kids get their fresh corduroys. They don't know what to think. All right. Well, that's your deal.
Excellent.
There. Let's do the news. Oh, that's not the news. Here's the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast,
shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by
Show X. Ooh. Mysterious. It's a podcast fueled by a potent mix of Scottish and American banter. Since no other podcast in the world covers these topics, we thought it would be a great idea to discuss what's going on in the world of tech and gaming. Tune in at 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, every Sunday. Just Google VTW and you'll find our website, Something Something Today.
You know, he's right. There are no shows about tech or video games. It's impossible to find those.
I know.
So
I know.
Rare. Yes. So rare. Exactly. Daniel Radcliffe, you know him as movies Harry Peter, Harry Potter.
Oh, certainly, yes, yes.
He has done an interview where he explains why he always is getting naked in movies now and on stage. And he says, quote, "I can't get enough of it," he says. Daniel Radcliffe.
It's because I'm hung like a baby's arm.
That's right, you should see it. It's like a giant elephant in me pants. I guess he's not one of those British people. Daniel Radcliffe.
Penisius enormo.
Oh, so weird. He's the one, you know, he lost his virginity on the set of the fourth movie, you know.
No, really?
Yeah, a makeup artist and him.
Were the other members cheering him on, or was that just another story that I remember recently?
That's more fan fiction, I think.
No, that was the Beatles story.
Oh, was that the Beatles? Earlier. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because the one
George
Beatles.
Lost his virginity with the other guys cheering him on.
Yep, that was a sign of things to come. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but it is. He says this. He's joking that he can't get enough of getting naked in new roles. After playing Harry Potter for most of his acting life, Daniel was keen to get away from being the boy wizard, and that being better than getting your kit off. What does that mean? I don't know.
What better way from getting away from being the wizard boy? What better way than by getting your kit off?
Oh, your kit, like your clothes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they always say your kit. Oh, that's a pretty nice kit, meaning your set, your stuff, your thing, your outfit.
Right.
First there was Equus, whatever that is, and now there's a good naked swimming session in his new movie, What If? During a recent screening of his latest flick, the 25-year-old was asked about stripping off. This must be a British article. Yeah, it is the Mirror UK.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he reportedly said, "I can't get enough of it." But Daniel was quick to point out that there is this is not the only reason why he picks new roles. Listen, I know what the reason is.
But the way you phrase that, this is not the only reason he picks out new roles. So he does pick roles where he gets to, but it's not the only reason.
It's not the only reason. And part of it, he's got to pay the bills. You know, he's got bills to pay. I think that this is usually what ends up happening with somebody who is trying very hard, and he may succeed. I don't have a problem with him. But trying very hard to pull away from his typecasting child role.
Oh, sure. And this will do it, for sure. I mean,
that should do it, right? Pull your wiener out. Mm-hmm. Now you're fighting against the hair. I mean, what do you think Miley Cyrus is really up to? That's what this is.
Yeah. Right.
This is how far in the rearview mirror can I put Hannah Montana and how quickly can I do it?
Right. It's Anna Paquin trying to get past the image of Rogue and what else is she was in
the piano.
Not doing. The piano, yes, exactly.
And she didn't. She didn't have to see. What's his name's wiener? What's his name? Oh gosh, he's so gross in that movie. But he's dead.
You got a car in the garage without a head, with a body without a head.
That guy. The cleaner. He shows his wiener.
Winston Wolfe.
The cleaner's wiener is what I like to call it. Anyway, 25 years old. I mean, he's getting, now's the time. So whatever, man, I don't blame you. You gotta try to not be Harry Potter anymore.
That's right. Harvey Keitel. Yes. Thank you. Zashad.
Good luck though. Typecasting is a very harsh mistress. It's very hard to get away from it. Patrick Stewart can pull it off. Captain Kirk never did. Mm-hmm. It just depends on who you are and what you're doing. And maybe this is your best chance, but I have a hard time looking at you without seeing Harry Potter. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic in the news. You know, he did his 8 videos in 8 days thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was too much Weird Al for me, by the way. I was kind of dumb with
really?
By about day
7. You know
7.
What, though? Lately you've been hearing him talk about all this, and of course all the media attention he's gotten for these things. He's saying that he's not going to release, or he doesn't plan on doing this, doing albums in the future, that he just wants to release songs so that he can actually release the song while the song he's covering or parodying is still relevant.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Makes sense. It totally is. Yeah, it totally makes sense.
Do like the internet. That's what he's saying. He wants to be like the internet. Just put it out when it makes sense. Why do you have to have the traditional album? Forget that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with him on that. He says, or people are trying to get Weird Al Yankovic to be the next Super Bowl halftime performer. And to that, I say, why not, dude?
Sure, exactly.
Ed Ball and more than 73,000 fans think so. Ball created a petition to change.org, pitching Yankovic as the Super Bowl performer. But early Thursday afternoon, more than 73,000 have signed it. There's even more now. I think we're well over 100,000. The theatrics alone would be hilarious and a welcome change.
That
I agree.
That could be hilarious. Yeah, totally.
Listen to him throwing Nicki Minaj under the bus, though. This is great. He wrote he does not want to see, quote, Nicki Minaj verbal vomit some lyrics I can't understand, unquote.
Nice.
Then he says that if fans don't take a stand, this is how you'll end up with Miley Cyrus, three exclamation marks. He makes a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, Ball wants a performance that would knows how to be fun, and Yankovic certainly served that up last month with his video parodies. You know, we ought to do. You know what? This is a perfectly sensible thing to do. Bring him out. Let's do it. I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. I really don't think it'll happen. I don't think the suits at the NFL or at NBC, whoever has the bowl this year, I don't think they have the nuts to do it.
Yeah, you're right. But
you know,
still,
they should.
Yeah,
it's better than looking at the Who's undercarriage every time the camera went under his crotch.
Pete Townsend's
crotch and belly. I don't need that in my life. Lady Gaga, has she performed at the Super Bowl? No. Okay, well, that's inevitable. That's coming one day.
Yeah.
She was hospitalized and suffered from altitude sickness in your hometown of Denver, Colorado.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
Oh, Gaga.
The Born This Way hitmaker received... received medical care following her gig in Denver, Colorado yesterday as part of her art rave, the Art Pop Ball Tour. That sounds like a thing I need to find at a Home Depot. I just need the Art Pop Ball Tour. Do you guys have those? The 28-year-old singer shared a photograph of herself with an oxygen mask strapped over her mouth and her nose on Twitter today, and she accompanied it with the caption, "Altitude sickness is no joke. Hit that hospital shit. Art Rave Denver. Many true ravers crowd tonight. Sick." Well, I guess that's actually the writer.
That just
thing.
Means, yeah exactly.
I was thinking, why would she put that in her own tweet? That's really weird. Sick. Altitude sickness is still a threat there in Denver and here. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You hear about a lot of artists who have a tank of oxygen backstage.
Yep.
They perform at Red Rocks and then they go back and breathe and then come back out and do another few songs.
Yeah.
And
I can't. Well, you're Mile High over there. It's the Mile High City, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you still call yourselves that?
The city is too damn high is the problem.
That's the answer. Yes. Let's see. This isn't the first time Gaga found herself in a hospital. In April, she underwent an operation to have her wisdom teeth extracted. That's a little late. That's a little late for that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 28.
I got three out when I was 19. And I said, why only three? The doctor says, oh, that fourth one's fine. Turns out he was a crackpot. Because
really?
34 years old, I go to a dentist. He's like, oh, we got to get that out of there. I'm like, what? He goes, that extra, why do you still have an extra wisdom tooth? I'm like, because they said I could keep it. Because who is he practicing dentistry now? Because who would ever tell you need to keep one of your wisdom teeth? I'm like, I don't know. And so they yanked it out. It was terrible. The nerve had grown around the root because it'd been there so long. So they had to leave a chunk of the tooth in my thing and let me hopefully absorb it. I still think one day it's just going to come popping out for no reason. And it hurt like hell. And I got Mexican food down the dry socket and I got infected. It's been a terrible day when that happened.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. No
so
kidding.
Get them out. Get them out when you're young, dude.
Yeah,
unless you're my wife. She has all of hers and they don't need to come out ever.
I had one that I did have to have taken out a few years ago, maybe about 12, 15 years ago.
Just one?
Yeah. Just one.
And the other three are in there?
Well, the other one had a filling that I had when I was much younger.
Oh.
The filling came out, and I didn't realize the filling came out, and so that one kind of got crushed.
Oh.
Like on a turkey leg or something. I don't know what it was, but it broke, and I had to pull all those pieces out myself.
You did it?
I did it myself, yes. It's one of these things. It's one of these things that Tina keeps bringing up. Like, oh, are you going to go practice some home dentistry again?
You're a man, though. I couldn't do that. That's horrifying.
I had to deal with it right then
and
there.
Well, listen, Tom Hanks, while you're snuggling with your freaking Wilson ball tonight, let me know how it goes. Holy crap, that's insane. That's you're an intense individual for doing that.
I did not use an ice skate to do it.
Did it hurt though? Did it hurt?
It did hurt, yeah. But it hurt when it I don't know if it's like impacted, if that's the word. I know there's the term impacted, but I don't know if that's what the case was when the filling came out and it just kind of broke. But it hurt when that happened, and it hurt when I was pulling the pieces out, but there was almost instant relief after I pulled those pieces out.
Well, it sounds like it may have been detached from the bone anyway, so you got lucky on that one. Because usually that stuff's like fused to your bone at that point.
Yeah.
Ugh. Teeth, dude. Teeth. F teeth. Yeah. If I could listen, if I was in charge of this world, if I could make my own planet, here are the three things going away. All right?
Okay.
No teeth.
So it's all soft food.
Yep. No pinkies. Getting rid of the pinkies.
Oh, look at you. Okay.
And no more vomiting. I do it so rarely. I've told you before. Okay. 2005, yes. Before that 98, before that, I don't remember. That's how infrequently I yak. But we don't need it, man. Forget it. And then we need another way is what I mean. Let's come up with a better way.
Right.
But, you know what? No, don't get rid of teeth, Brian. Get teeth that aren't made of mushy enamel.
Well, we go to a diet that doesn't include really, really hard, crunchy food. Like, I don't know what, like... pecans
pudding
exactly, yeah, we move over to
you could do this. It's just that my point is that, like, dogs, I mean, I know, mm-hmm. they sometimes have issues, but they go forever without any problems at all. What are their teeth made of? Give me some of that. That's what I want.
Dogs have teeth problems too.
Not nearly like people though.
Well, no. Or at least you don't know about it. It's not like they go in regularly every 6 month cleaning or whatever.
They don't pull on your pant leg on a Saturday and go, Brian, I believe I've got an impaction.
Should I have my wisdom teeth removed? the Rottweiler down the street has had it done, and
he's recommended a dental professional.
Exactly. He's given me a card to pass on to you.
Yeah, that's brilliant. No, that won't happen. Finally, in the news, DC and Marvel, we talk about these guys all the time, it seems like. DC revealed yesterday, on Wednesday, 20 new movies are slated to come out of DC, all based on DC Comics properties.
Wow.
That's a big shot over the bow of Marvel, or is it? Because Marvel's doing similar things, and this is still playing catch-up, but whatever.
Yeah.
By way of its parent company, the Hollywood surrogate reports Warner Brothers, and in turn, announced that it would make no fewer than 9 new movies featuring DC characters in the coming years. All of them will be released sometime between spring of 2016, after the current shooting of Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice will hit theaters, and June 2020. 2020 is the year Nick turns 20.
Wow.
It'll be the year I turn. You and I will be 50.
Oh, God.
Take a big think about that one there.
Actually, 2019 will be the year that we turn 50.
That means Daryl will be like 60, dude. anyway, there's your evening news. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Twitter time. Some fun stuff lined up, so stay tuned for that. Before all that, music from Brian.
Yes, and so I've got an email from Elizabeth, my designosaur on the Twitter. And Beefy Beffy Dino on something else. I don't know what else, but all right. So she says, "Dear Scratch and Bite, hope this is not too soon, but this Thursday I'll be taking a 6-hour drive from Dayton, Ohio, to the Chicago area with two goals: visit my boyfriend Joe and find a job. He recently got a great job and moved in that area, and after 5 years together, he has asked me to move in with him. But before I move in, I need a job. I love working with animals and currently clean and feed over 1,000 snakes a day at a reptile breedery." A breedery.
Wow.
I am super, super nervous about doing the walk-in approach, but I have several pet places I plan on visiting during my trip and hope someone will think I'm cool enough to hire so that I can start my life with Joe. I would like to request a song that will make me dance in the inevitable traffic jam I'll be stuck in and will help me have the confidence to be employable. I leave the cover choice in the great hands of Mr. Ibbett. Thanks again to all the frog pantsers for making me laugh day after day while being bit and pooed on by snakes.
Nice. Nice. Big changes coming to this guy, I'll tell you that.
Woo. Yeah, for sure. Resume, though. It's not spelled like resume as in what you hand in.
Yeah.
It's like res, like you battle resume.
Got it.
So, signed Elizabeth. Nice. Well done.
Classy.
And I think somebody else, and I don't have the email in front of me, and I apologize, but somebody else, I think, also requested the song. So it kind of worked as double duty for this. Mm. This is a version of Kryptonite. that I'm going to have to pull up here. Mm. It's by Gina Jeffries, and it's a really fun, I would say country-esque, maybe bluegrassy a little bit, cover that she recorded for the Andrew Denton Breakfast Show over there on the Triple J down in Australia. Mm. From Musical Challenge 2, it's Gina Jeffries and her cover of Three Doors Down's Kryptonite.
Kryptonite, here it is. When we come back, your Twitter questions. Stay tuned.
The world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watch the world flow to the dark side of the moon. After all, I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might. Strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets I will keep. You took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up and put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might. Kryptonite. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might. Kryptonite. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might. Kryptonite.
That was swinging.
Like, wasn't that awesome?
I like that a lot, yeah.
That was all very right, cool. Man.
Very, very cool.
Gina
Jeffries and Kryptonite.
That's good stuff, man. All right, let's play this game.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Oh, I sure do. It's time for Twitter Times, where you guys use the hashtag TMS questions. You put it in all week long, and we gather some of these questions, and we ask them right here on the show. And we don't filter them. Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes they're dumb, so I don't. But sometimes they're great, and so I read them. So here's one.
Mm-hmm. Boy, do you want me to tell who this is brought to you by?
Oh, yeah. Who brings us this today?
It's brought to you by Same Sex Mary. They're heading to Tucson in the Arizona next week to record their second full-length album, but they need your help. Recording isn't cheap, but our records and t-shirts are. Just head over to samesexmary.bandcamp.com and check out all the epic loot we have listed for sale. That's samesexmary.bandcamp.com.
Did you say...
in the Utah?
Or did you say something else?
I said in the Arizona.
Oh, not in the...
in the Utah?
Not in the Utah.
In the Utah.
Oh, all right, fine.
In the cliff. In the clip-clop.
In the clip-clop. So here we go. Let's start with this one. Igby wrote in. Well, he did a tweet.
Igby goes down.
He says, with all the testicle stories on TMS, is it normal for men to not know or to not wear underwear while exercising in Utah? Well, no, it's not normal. You should be wearing all sorts of supportive gear. Why wouldn't
with
you?
With all the testicle stories.
Yeah, what... okay. I think he's exaggerating that we have a lot of testicle stories. In fact, when was the last one before this one? It's been a while. People do this. They hear one story and they go, oh, man, all the poo bag on the Mexican lady's face stories you guys tell. It's like, no, there's one. There's one.
Seems like every week goes by and you're putting poo on some woman's face.
Yeah, what's happening with that? David Lee wrote... says, do you watch anime, either one of us? Do you watch anime, Brian?
I do not. Tristan has tried to get me into watching Death Note. It's a big recommendation from him. I've got Akira. You know, I've got the Blu-ray edition
the classics,
of Akira,
right, sure.
Which I enjoyed, yes. Mm. Tetsuo!
Mm.
But
I love the meat at the end of that thing, that weird body meat that
gets
thrown all over the place. That was great.
But aside from... and I don't think you would count the Studio Ghibli... stuff as anime.
I don't know where do people stand
Miyazaki
on that?
Yeah. I don't think it qualifies, but if it does, then okay, then that anime I watch, but
I do too. I watch his movies, yeah.
None of the really crazy kind of kooky stuff. How about you?
Same. I'm basically the same. I don't like video games based on it much. I have a stereotype in my head that all anime stories involve one dirty old man and one crazy little critter creature that won't shut up. And right. I just don't enjoy that for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Not interested. Yeah. But yeah, I think it just missed me. There are plenty my age who love it, but I'm just not, I don't know, I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one from, although David Lee, you asked if we want recommendations. Absolutely. Email those in, themorningstream@gmail.com. I'm happy to try stuff out.
And we know who you are, David Lee, and we really wish you'd get back together with Eddie Van and yeah. And Michael Anthony.
Yeah, why not? Big Wobbles wrote in. Big Wobbles.
Did that go over your head?
A little bit.
Attempt at a joke?
Give me the Mark Anthony part threw me.
Or Michael Anthony, not Mark Anthony.
Oh,
Mark Anthony.
Is that why it threw me? Because I heard
David Lee and Eddie Van. All right, never mind.
No, it's all right. It's okay. You've got it. It's me. It's me who heard Mark Anthony. There's your problem. Here's a guy, Big Wobbles is his name. That's how I used to nickname my breasts that back in the day.
Nice.
If you could make a sequel to a movie, what would it be? My pick would either be Sneakers or The Last Starfighter. That's his suggestions. What would you say, Ryan?
Cool. You know, this came up, or something similar to this came up a couple weeks ago during these Twitter questions, and you suggested seeing another movie that takes place in the Fifth Element universe.
Yeah.
And ever since you said that, that's been like my... I can't get it out of my head. It's like, oh, how awesome would that be to kind of see how that universe got to be like it is, you know?
Sure. Prequels to that would be cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sequel to
yeah.
that, an unrelated story even would be cool. Like, yeah, I still feel like that or like Blade Runner, an ancillary mm-hmm. story in the Blade Runner universe would be fun.
Right. Right. Which I think we're going to, well, I guess not an ancillary story. We're supposed to get another reboot of Blade Runner, right? Or
yeah, something.
Sequel, prequel, something.
Something,
yeah.
something. I don't know if what's his name has anything to do with it or not, but one can hope. Scott, Ridley Scott, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we don't. I don't know. Is he holding up? I mean, that Prometheus was pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
I
won't say that I didn't enjoy it, though. I liked Prometheus.
Didn't you end up finally seeing Kingdom of Heaven? Didn't you finally watch that?
Yes, and that was fantastic. Freaking the director's cut was fantastic.
So good. Yeah, yes. Theatrical poop, but it's almost worth seeing it just so you can see how much better it was. Because it's so much better.
Oh, really, to be able to compare it? No, I don't have time for bad versions of movies.
I don't know what happened there, though. Like, lots of times it's like, ooh, the director's cut, and it's like an extra 2 minutes of footage or something.
Right.
Like, no big deal. This is a complete and utter core change to the quality of the film. It's shockingly good and so much better than the other one. Let's see here. We got one from Benjamin Heesh. Sheesh.
Squeerini.
He says, what are your thoughts on the recent changes to Twitch? So this affects us in some way.
Yeah.
But not really.
This came out while I was driving from Denver to Vegas. So I did not see the full details. But I guess what they're just cracking down on people who use music in after the recording is done and it's posted, right?
Yeah, so that's how they're starting. Eventually, they think the technology will apply to streams as well. They also pulled out. So Justin TV was shut down. They're done with that. These things all sort of just confirm what we already know, that Google's buying them. And these maneuvers are very much Google-like maneuvers for legality and everything. They've also tossed the entire like anything you had archived on the site, gone, out.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Because there's so much illegal music in it.
Yeah.
At least based on the standards that Google has and whatever deals they have with partners and stuff. So the upshot is they will sense when you've got music going that's licensed. Now, here's the problem, Brian. It could be you could be playing World of Warcraft, and it could go, oh, you're playing music from the official soundtrack of World of Warcraft, and therefore we're going to mute your stream
or kill
your stream or whatever. That's a problem, because then what are you going to do? Just turn off all the music and games? Okay, let's say that's true. But I heard an example of somebody who owns the rights to the music to a game he's playing on Twitch. He wrote the music, owns the rights to it. He's the one licensing the rights to the game publisher. He's on Twitch playing the game he wrote the music for. He got, not banned, but muted because he's playing licensed music. And they can't, they don't have any way of knowing that he's the guy that wrote the damn thing and owns all the rights to it.
See, yeah, that's crazy.
It's got problems.
Yeah, so, it's an imperfect system for them to do that.
So I'm on the borderline of muting our music breaks only during those parts, just for the video, not for audio. Mm-hmm. People still get that.
Sure,
we're fully legal to play everything we have. Just YouTube and Twitch don't know that. Mm-hmm. And there's no real good, they haven't given us a good way to tell them that. So maybe I'll just mute the video people for live streams, and then everyone else at home will get it. I don't know. It's annoying. The whole thing's annoying. We need to reassess this. You'd think that we'd have this figured out by now. It's annoying. But people are really pissed off, because lots of people will just sit and stream Dota all night while they play their favorite, you know, playlist or something, and they're going to get screwed.
Yeah, and fortunately, I don't have a lot of people who go back and watch the videos of Coverville on Twitch, but obviously those videos are probably not going to be archived anymore.
Nope, they're gone. They're out. Yeah. Let's see. Let's try this one from Patrick Schmaltz, who is very timely with his tweet.
Okay.
He says, what was or is your favorite Ninja Turtle? Of all the Ninja Turtles, who's your favorite?
Oh, for Pete's sake. Really? They are so all on the same, for me, all on the same level.
You could cheat and say Splinter if you want, like the rat that taught him how to be turtle.
Well, but he's not a Ninja Turtle, so it'd have to be Leonardo and Donatello and Versace and...
Versace.
Calvin,
that's my favorite.
And Lumbago, I think, is one of them.
Lumbago is so good.
Yeah.
He always plays the dumb one. Oh, Lumbago. I think I'll just pick Leonardo, because why not? But you're right. They're interchangeable. I don't know which one's which. I don't know which one's worse.
Maybe you found the Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, what's going on? let's see. How about this one? If you could go back in time and witness a historical event, what event would that be? Asks Scott, a.k.a. Joe Tekokor, on Twitter.
Oh, that's a good question.
I know what it would be.
Really? Why don't you go first, then?
I think it would be, because he didn't really give us too many limits here, I think it would be the landing and the stepping off on the moon for the first time.
So you'd want to, just seeing it on TV, though?
No. I want to be up on the moon. I want to hang out with those guys.
So you could go back and witness it and also be.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. He didn't give us any rules here. I'd just be crewman up there. I'd be Crewman Johnson. Hey, Crewman Johnson, we're stepping out.
Okay.
Better come witness this.
Well, I'll look out the window and watch. Yay, good job. Okay, that would be good. I think I'd want to see I think I'd want to see the Beatles, you know, one of the early performances by the Beatles, like at Shea Stadium or at the Ed Sullivan. Well, I guess I don't want to be at the Ed Sullivan. I guess based on what we heard earlier, thanks to Bob Geldof, those all smell like urine.
Everything smells like girl pee.
Girl pee.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't want that. But yeah, the idea that you could get primordial Beatles, that's pretty cool. Like one of their gigs in Germany or something.
I would say it's far more likely that Bob Geldof smells like girl pee.
I'll bet Bob Geldof has never not smelled like girl pee. He is girl pee.
He doesn't look like he showers as frequently as maybe people would like. Yeah. But not him. It's just, you know, the way he wears his hair and his unshaven face.
Yeah, you think there's no wall too, Pink Floyd's The Wall too, because just out of artistic integrity? No. Because he smelled like pee on the set the whole time.
I get it. Yes, perfect.
For me, yeah, I said the moon landing. But I might also want to be at JFK's assassination, not out of morbidity, but because I want to once and for all just put the controversy behind us and see what really happened. And I want to witness it from the perspective of I want to be up in the book thing repository.
That's a very good way to use your powers. You know, you could, what are some of those like mysterious things that you could definitively be able to answer once and for all?
The unsolved mysteries of unsolved mysteries, for example.
Right. Go back and see if we actually climbed our way out of the ooze and evolved, or if it was divine intervention.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Let's go back and let's prove or disprove all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and
see Stonehenge being built.
Yep. Let me go back and see the last dinosaur breathe its final breath.
Ooh, its last gasp.
Just laying there going,
clunk.
And that'd be it. And then it's just me and what's his name in a car talking about chaos and water running down your hand.
You and Goldblum.
Yeah, me and Goldblum knocking it out.
Okay, I put the water on my hand and then watch as it rolls off. And you know what? There's no step three. There's no step three.
Did you see his wedding photo? With the T-Rex in it? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, I guess I didn't see the one with the T-Rex. Oh, I saw a photo that we looked at a couple weeks ago when he announced his engagement when he was saying he was getting married or something. And,
this is better because it's him all in his duds and everybody all dressed up running from a giant T-Rex that's chasing everybody. It's fantastic. It's amazing. All right, how about this? Jay Hammond C., we're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a grumpy caster.
He sure is. He says, you have been in a prison for 10 years. What is the first non-family thing you do when you get out?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Whee! You'd probably go to Vegas.
No, I probably, non-family thing that I do. I mean, I would probably go have a really good hamburger somewhere. It would probably be something food related because, you know, I'm a fat guy. And but it would be, you know, it'd be getting some sort of food that I couldn't get in prison.
You're like Tony Stark with this one. Because that's what he did.
Right.
I'm going to say, wow. Wow, that's really interesting. Non-family thing.
That's the tough part. Is like, because I'd want my family to go with me to watch. Well,
yeah,
I don't know
they'd be there with you. Yeah, I'm going to assume that whatever I do, they're going to be hanging around with me. But I don't know. Depends on what I did. Maybe they left me over this, you know?
That's true. Yeah, actually, probably the first thing you'd want to do is probably go get one of those prison tattoos removed that you had done.
No doubt. Ugh. And just washing the stink. It won't wash off. It won't wash off. I think I'm going to go and play a video game. I think that's what I'll do. I'm assuming the prison I was in didn't give us those kinds of privileges because a lot of them do now. But I would just want to crack open like a game of all the games I missed and the one that I really wanted to play while I was in the pokey. I'd want to crack that open and play it.
That's fun. Yeah, that'd be good.
Finally,
there was a real quick thing.
Go ahead.
I listened to the NPR Ask Me Another show, which I think is really good. And if you haven't checked it out, you should definitely check it out because it features the music of Jonathan Colton, Jonathan Colton.
Oh, yeah.
So it's basically like a little NPR quiz show. And they had Piper Kerman, who was the character that Piper is based on.
Yeah, her
for
book,
Orange is the New Black.
Her book was the whole thing, sure.
Exactly. And she was talking, they were asking her questions about prison recipes. So like how you make prison pizza is by crushing up ramen and Fritos in a bag, in a Ziploc bag. You mush them up until they're powder. Then you add water and you let it sit for a little while until you've got a dough. And then you roll out that dough, and then you cover it with ketchup and cheese, and you've got prison pizza.
Wow. That's fantastic. I'm looking at her right now, by the way. She's freakishly a lot like the person that plays Piper in the show.
Oh, really? Oh, I gotta look. Weird. Gotta check
that's,
her out. Wow, really?
Really weird. Yeah, she's older. I didn't know what she looked like.
Oh, God, totally.
Isn't that funny? That's totally weird.
That is funny. Yeah.
Prison photo. I'm gonna look.
Yeah, there's a picture of the two of them together, and they totally could be sisters, like older sister and younger sister.
I'm trying to find her prison photo, like a mugshot. I can't find one. Huh. Like the actual person's mugshot, I guess.
Sure.
That's what I'm getting at. Well, anyway.
Like, you know, you mean back when she was an animal?
When she
an
was
an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Luck when the cage is full.
That's the one. man, that song's good, though, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
So good. All right. One more. Okay. This comes to us from Angel, who says, if you could have a small role in an upcoming movie, which movie would you pick? Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, Warcraft, etc. Any future movie that we know about, which one do you want to be in?
Hands down, Star Wars. I would just love to be on the set for some of that. I could be a little Naboo guy in the background, whatever, and I'd be totally fine with that. A little Naboo guy.
Wait, he's not. Who's Lando's buddy? What's his name again?
Nia Nub.
Nia Nub.
Yeah.
I want to I want to be in that movie too. That would be my first pick. But if you said, "Oh, sorry, full up," what's your second pick? I'd probably be in Warcraft.
For me, Avengers 2, I think.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea too.
Yeah.
Either of those would be good. Whatever. I'd love to tell all my friends that I'm in this thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Grady, great questions today, everybody. Thank you so much
Very
for
Very good
it.
Questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Much approved or approved. Appreciated.
Very thought-provoking. I appreciate those questions.
Don't forget, you can keep doing them. TMS questions is the hashtag on Twitter. You don't even have to follow us. You just got to use that hashtag, and we'll find your question based on that. That's # TMS questions. That's it for that, and that is it for the show. That's your PM edition. Brian, oh, man, Vegas. I hope you're having a great time and that this weekend is nothing but good times.
I'm sure it will be. It's going to be a blast. And today or tonight, there's a little pregame stuff going on, some Jeopardy simulator stuff, and then the game starts for in earnest tomorrow. So
nice.
It will be fun.
Ernest goes to Vegas, as I like to say.
right.
If you want to get a hold of us, folks, you sure can. Frogpants.com/TMS. themorningstream@gmail.com is our email address. On Twitter, follow Brian at Coverville, me at Scott Johnson, and the show at Morning Stream. And a quick note to thank all of our Patreon folks who are so generous and so nice, who make this fifth episode a week possible. We don't do it without you. So go check it out and support us. If you haven't already, at patreon.com/TMS. And lastly, I don't know what's happening Monday yet. I think there's a show, but Ooh. Brian won't be on it because he'll be in a car.
That's right. Ooh, I get to listen, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think there's one, but this is all unsure. Keep your eye on Twitter. We'll let you know what's happening, and people will let you know in the tadpole or whatever. If it doesn't, we'll let you know. And if it does, we'll let you know. Either way, we'll let you know. All right?
One way or the other.
One way or the other. I'm gonna
would you relax? You'll find out. Yeah.
Brian, let's go out with a bang, and the bang being music.
Sure. Well, Paul in Cape Cod emailed in, said, hello, Snake and Brain. Thank Kurt Russell and Harry Dean Stanton. Mm-hmm. On August 7th, my wife turns 50. The week after that, she starts a new career. For the past 3 years, she's been working at least 6 days per week. First, working her regular job and going to school on weekends to be a pastry chef. Now, she works her full-time job during the week, and then she works an additional 26 hours at a bakery on weekends. Her new career involves a huge pay cut, but it will make her happy, and that is what's important. She's a big fan of Barry Manilow and John Denver, while my taste turned to Elvis Costello and The Clash.
Did she say Manilow? Was Barry Manilow mentioned?
Yeah, yeah. She's a fan of Barry Manilow and John Denver.
She's got to play this a little bit. It's a little Copacabana. I assume that's the one she likes. All right, go ahead.
Well, she likes that. She likes that Barry Manilow. I don't know if she likes that song. His tastes were into Elvis Costello and The Clash. We might not agree about music, but we both agree that she is the best thing that ever happened to me. If possible, please find a cover of one of her favorite artists that expresses celebration and hope for the future. And he recommends Fly Away if there's a good cover. Thank you, says Paul. On Cape Cod. Well, absolutely, Paul. And that's a great suggestion for a song because the Red House Painters, who I'm a fan of, they did that great cover of Against All Odds and what was the other one? Oh, my gosh. There's
Dirt Bucket McGillicuddy.
Yeah, something like that. Right, sure. Okay. Right, Red House Painters.
Yeah.
Anyway, they do a great cover of Fly Away, and they did it on a tribute album that came out to John Denver a few years ago. It's a great song, and it's going out to Paul and his wife out in Cape Cod.
Oh, that's lovely. We'll play it now. We'll see you guys next week. Happy hunting, Brian. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Scott. And thank you, listeners.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. It's been a blast. We'll see you guys all soon. Stay out of trouble. Eat your vegetables. Don't talk to strangers. Try not to fart blood. Don't eat the dog food. That's a good way to lead into a song that does this.
Nicely done.
Goodbye, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
In the Utah, in the Utah, in the Utah.